Hello, Les Raymond here with the Mindful Movement. Whether you are about to enjoy one of Sarah's beautiful meditations or dive into a podcast interview, I would like to remind our community that the best way to support the Mindful Movement is to support the companies that make this happen. Sarah and I are very picky about the companies we choose to work with, and we are grateful to have the relationships we have and to share them with our listeners. You can learn more about our affiliates through our website by clicking on the Favorites tab. We are excited to have recently added Sun Lighten as an affiliate. They make state-of-the-art infrared saunas, and their founder, Connie, came on for a recent interview if you would like to listen. Our Sun Lighten sauna has been a family favorite for over a decade. Some of our most popular affiliates are the Grounding Mats from Ultimate Longevity, which we sleep on every night, and the Apollo Neuro, which Sarah is now wearing daily to help manage stress. When you support these brands, you in turn are supporting the Mindful Movement and helping Sarah and I continue to devote our time to this passion. Whether you check out these companies or not, I just want to say thanks again and reiterate how grateful Sarah and I both are for all of the support over the years. I hope you enjoy the episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, and thank you for listening to this guided meditation to practice using a positive internal dialogue. As you go through your day, there is a continuous dialogue that occurs inside your head, often planning for the future or remembering events of the past. Frequently, this includes expectations, all of the shoulds, and the judgments we have of ourselves that may come from others, or from internally. Sometimes we may knowingly or unknowingly repeat negative statements in our head, have negative beliefs, or engage in negative self-talk. Our subconscious mind listens to all of the internal dialogue that goes on, whether positive or negative. These thoughts act as affirmations, and the more we listen to them, the more we believe them. The chatter in our minds that goes on each and every day is energy and has the potential to play a strong role in our beliefs, as well as the energy we send out into this world. Each time we say these negative things or they are told to us, we begin to believe them. We send out negative energy, and that negative energy comes back to us. And these negative thoughts take root in our subconscious. They can affect what happens in our lives, the choices we make, and the way we interact with others. Each thought has a ripple effect outward on our life, much like a stone thrown into a lake, making small waves outward. Knowing this gives us the ability to choose instead to affect ourselves in a positive way. We can retrain our minds by using positive thoughts and sending out positive energy. By repeating positive affirmations in our mind and out loud, these too will become beliefs. Today we will first begin to relax our body and our mind with attention to our breath and a connection to our senses. I invite you to make yourself comfortable. Take a moment to settle in. You have chosen to take this time to honor yourself in a positive way by bringing mindfulness to the way you live. You are strengthening the connection between your body and your mind. you like, allow your eyes to close gently down and take a moment to bring your awareness to your breath. Without changing or forcing your breath, notice its natural pace, its natural depth, and the path it takes inside of your body. Listen to the sound your breath makes on the inside. Hear the sound building as you inhale and softening as you let it go. Hear the rhythm of your breath as it relates to your heartbeat. Are they aligned? Whatever you hear is as it should be. Simply listen. And now attend to your sense of smell as you breathe. Smell the air as it comes into your nostrils. What do you sense? Without attaching a label to the sense, simply experience what is around you. Feel your breath now. Feel the movement of your breath. Feel the expansion in your lungs. Feel the rise and fall of your body. Perhaps sense the way your clothes contact your skin. Or how the surface below you feels as it connects with your body. Sense the change as your ribs expand. And sense the pressure building and releasing between the front and back of your body. Maybe you can see your breath from within. Visualize its path. Notice where each breath travels within. Are there any areas your breath avoids or spends extra time in? And sense the relaxation and cleansing effect your breath has on your body and mind. Your breath has the power to bring you into peace. Begin now to feel the temperature of your breath as it flows into your body. Is it warm? Is it cool? Does it have the same temperature on the out-breath? This awareness practice is about bringing focus to your senses. There's no right or wrong way to do it, no correct answers. There's simply awareness and curiosity in what arises for you. Spend the next few moments being mindful of your senses and your breath. As you continue to attend to your breath and your senses, begin to explore your emotions as they arise with a curious and kind approach. Today, I invite you to explore your habitual negative self-talk or beliefs. Without judgment, perhaps consider how these things that you may say to yourself or believe about yourself might be limiting you from reaching your full potential and fulfilling your passions. Know that we are all human and we are perfectly imperfect, without mistakes or failures or imperfections, we would not grow, we would not improve, we would not learn new ways of doing things. Without darkness, we would not know the beauty of light. Without sadness, we would not know joy. Without pain, we would not know pleasure. Know that these feelings coming up are simply energy moving through your body and out into the world. And while you cannot stop these emotions, you can stop them from taking over and dictating how you respond to your life's events. You have the ability to respond in a positive and loving way. The positive and loving energy you have in you when you interact with others can affect each event in life. Place your hand on your heart if you like, and tell yourself that you love yourself. Sit with this feeling without judgment or expectations. Give love to yourself as you do for others. Know that you can pause for a moment out of your busy day at any time to say these words and reconnect to your heart. Practice repeating the following loving phrases in your mind, or use your own positive phrases if you choose. Believe in these phrases in this present moment. Feel the truth of these statements in your body, in your heart, and in your mind. I am enough. I love you. I am listening to what you need. I am lovable just the way I am. I am free, beautiful, and wise. I am perfectly imperfect. Sit with these positive statements for a few more moments of silence. And feel the love building inside of you. And now welcome a deep breath into your body. Know that you can come back to your mindful attention often throughout your daily life. You can meet your feelings where they are with kindness and compassion. And you can continue to practice building a positive internal dialogue. Now bring your awareness back to your physical body, to the sensations inside you in this present moment. Continue to invite in a building sense of love and honoring of your beautiful heart. Take in one more deep breath, sending it into the area of your heart to make space for unconditional love. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Thank you so much for listening today.